We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So as you guys know, I'm taking a class at MSU Denver Online. It's been an awesome experience so far. And my colleague here at DNVR, Allie Monroy, also taking a class as well. She's loving it. And my favorite thing about taking a class with MSU Denver Online is the teachers. And in my opinion, the teacher is the most important ingredient, the most integral ingredient to having a good classroom experience. And from my experience so far, the teachers at MSU Denver Online are awesome. They're so responsive. You send an email, they're going to get back to you within, you know, just a couple minutes, as is the case with my teacher. Can't speak for everyone, but just from my experience, they're super responsive, super engaged, always willing to go out of their way to help you. So you can check out the entire MSU Denver Online course list online, of course. They have summer options. They have fall options. If you're a first-time freshman, if you're looking to finish up a degree, they have a class for you. Can't recommend them more. Make sure you check out MSU Denver Online.
Hey, kids, how would you like to hear this on the screen instead of the great show you came to see? That's what you sound like. Honest. Please cooperate and do your part in keeping this theater quiet so everyone, including you, can enjoy.
What's up, guys? It's Thursday night. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for the DNBA show on DNVR and Nuggets, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you watch your live stuff. Come hang. It's the day, guys. It's the big day, the big night we've all been waiting for. Basketball is back. It's almost surreal. It's mostly just great. Eric, how are you feeling, brother?
I feel the best I've ever felt in my entire life.
That's good.
This is the top. This is the top.
I can tell by the tone of your voice.
Yeah, it was a real...
I would say this is number one. Below me just picked up a new follower last night, the Peloton Prince, Harrison Nguyen.
What's up? Yeah, up to four followers now. So
wow. Really?
Oh, nice.
We're taking off, guys. Yeah.
Don't forget to follow him on Peloton.
Yeah, and my handle is wind and then just an underscore.
Next to Harrison Wynn, it's Adam Mattes. Adam, how are you feeling watching the game we love finally on your television? Except for right now, because we're doing a show.
I know. Well, I do wish we would have played the week a little better. But I am very happy that basketball is back. Sucks that the Utah Jazz won. Very disappointed in that. But you know what? I'll take it. It's all right.
Hey, we'll get to that. We're going to talk about that Jazz game. We're going to talk about just the general presentation, general vibe tonight, watching this bubble environment thing sort of take off. But we should start with how our day started, and that's the media availability with the Denver Nuggets.
Well, first of all, Brendan, the media availability was at 2 o'clock today. So
yeah, but what did I do for the first 4 hours? Actually, no, I filmed something for Strava Craft Coffee. Keep your eyes peeled.
Ooh.
Wind, your big takeaway from our conversation with the members of the Denver Nuggets.
I hope it's IBS-based.
My big takeaway. It's a tough question, though. That's a very tough question. I would say the big takeaway is we are, 24, 30-something hours ahead of the game against the Heat on Saturday. And we don't really know who's playing and who's not playing. We haven't seen Gary Harris this entire time inside the bubble. I know he was a late arriver, but we still haven't really seen him. I don't know if he's playing. Will Barton didn't really sound like he practiced much today based on Mike Malone's comments. Don't know if he's playing. So, yeah, I mean, Jokic is going to be out there. I'm guessing Jamal Murray's out there, but I don't really know what this starting lineup looks like, I guess.
Yeah. Adam, go ahead.
I was laughing because he said it didn't look like Will Barton or sound like Will Barton was out there because, of course, we don't have a clue. We don't have a clue. Really, this is my takeaway, is that when you don't have any level of access to what's going on in the team, you're just completely in the dark. So it does sound like Will Barton didn't practice today.
I liked the quote of the day, I thought. Quote, everybody was available to get on the bus to come to practice. Everybody was available to get on the bus to come back to the hotel. And that's it.
That is, yeah.
That's our availability to Michael Malone. It's like half he's playing coy, half he doesn't know either, does he? It seems.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah. I think there is some of that, too.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of that. My takeaway, I know you didn't ask me, but my takeaway from this was that Malone is very edgy. Some of this is predictable. I mean, we kind of know how Malone is. Like, you know, like... We joke about this in training camp that we can always tell, like, first day of training camp, Malone's going to talk about, you know, what a great day it was. Second day, like, you know, it was good, not great.
Yeah.
Third day, mad. Like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
Last day, happy.
How you doing? You
know, yeah. Great. I predict tomorrow is going to be like, we had a great practice. You know, we had whatever. Everything's going well. but today, he was, I would say, on edge. You can read into that what you want. You can read in what I'm saying, which is that it's just the rhythm of Malone. Or you could read into it that they have a game in 24 hours and Malone has no idea who's going to be available, haven't really practiced 5-on-5, and everything's a complete shitstorm. I don't know.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I was preaching, stay calm, they've got a long runway. But with each day that we talk to Malone, he looks increasingly uncalm, and yeah, I don't know how to reconcile. At a certain point, I too am concerned, but...
He doesn't look calm, though. That's a great way to put it.
Can we play a game where we try to predict the starting lineup? While we really have no idea who's gonna play. Maybe we'll get some more clarity.
There it is.
All right, Winston wins. It's time to play
the game you just invented.
Who's going to be in the starting lineup on Saturday night? Wade, we'll go to you first.
Starting at center, Nikola Jokic.
Okay.
Or Caliente. We'll see.
All right, yeah. That's
starting at point guard, I will go with Jamal Murray.
All right. We're still linked, Wind, you and I.
Starting at power forward, Paul Millsap.
Okay.
Wow. Bold strategy. Wow. All
right. Now it gets interesting.
Okay. Now it gets interesting. Starting at shooting guard, Torrey Craig.
Oh. Wow. Womp, 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 womp.
Sorry, Torrey.
What? Jeez, man. You guys are rough on
Take
Torrey.
A guess at who's working the soundboard.
Shooting guard?
Well, that was shooting guard. Starting at small forward, Michael Porter Jr.
No!
That's my five.
Kind of. Yeah.
I don't think those five players have ever played together before. I hope you're dead wrong.
Yeah, fellas, I'm really worried about that game being sloppy. But we did have some real live basketball in front of us tonight. Not something we have to project or speculate about.
Wait, nobody else wants to play the game? What? Come on, guys.
Oh, all right. Sorry, please.
It's okay.
I'm going Bulbul, Cook.
I think it's based entirely on turnover ratio.
It's really true, actually. Someone could chart that analytically.
Well, actually, so we're still talking, actually, before we get to tonight's game, we're still talking takeaways from the meeting today, and one of them was Malone. Jeff's joking, but he's also right. Like, Malone is actually... just I think stewing over the turnovers and has just been watching them on his phone since it happened.
And the defense too. The defense has been
ghastly. I think the turnovers especially, and then you ask Jokic about it and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't really think about turnovers.
They happen.
Yeah, they happen. I don't really ever think about that. So
yeah. Is that it? Is that the end of your takeaway there, Adam?
That's not the end. There's no other takeaways people have. I mean, Kata Bates-Diop today talked about how they're limited playbooks, but he said everybody on the team is already familiar with everything, so it's really just like a refresher course. I don't know what to believe there. I mean,
everyone except for the apparent starting small forward on Saturday, but I guess he doesn't need the playbook.
No, and then Jokic also said that he played pretty bad in the preseason, but also that it doesn't matter.
I think he's right on both accounts.
I feel like the company line with the Nuggets right now is, yes, we're undermanned. No, there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, we think our chemistry and how long we've played together will help us get up to speed quickly.
Right, right.
That is the company line right now.
Yeah.
And hey, they might be right. The company line is maybe also, they're right.
We don't know who's available. Everybody's fine.
Who does anyone
look at? What's going on? Is that the game?
I have the basketball game.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe you. He's
unbelievable.
LeBron dunked unbelievable. It.
I can't even contribute to this part because I wasn't on the GD Zoom call. I don't know what's going on. I'm waiting for you guys to tell me just the same as the audience. And you're Wayne watching the Lakers game.
Wayne just summed it up perfectly. They don't know. Okay. We don't know. We'll find out.
okay, cool.
Adam, basketball was back tonight. And I, just generally speaking, before we get into the thoughts on the game, did you have that fuzzy feeling, that feeling you get when you're watching hoops, when you're chilling, when it brings that smile on your face or inside of you? Did you feel it tonight, Adam?
Of course I did. But also, I felt all the other emotions that basketball brings, which are like hatred and
right. Yep. There
know,
it
disdain.
Is. There it is, baby.
It's the whole gauntlet, and I miss those
you're in
feelings.
The D-line zone.
But this is actually not to get like this isn't that deep. It's fake deep. Let's do fake deep corner here. But no, this is kind of Eric's line where he's always talking about it's good to have that type of sports hate because it takes away from all the like real hates you might feel. It's like
that's true.
It's
that's
an empty vessel for you to put these negative emotions.
I would like to harmlessly hate the Utah Jazz. Hold on. It's not ideology.
Why was the preamble to that it's fake deep?
Yeah, for Eric, it cuts very, very deep.
Eric's like, this is my life.
I'm just saying I'm not trying to like split the atom about society here. I'm just saying like basic. Like it was fun to be mad. At something like, that doesn't matter for once.
You're like, I carry the opinion of a moron here. I think it's something Eric says all the time.
Sorry.
I also thought it was fun to watch Emmanuel Mudiay play basketball with no consequence to whatever's going on in our universe.
Yeah.
I always find that to be a relieving experience.
It is nice. It is nice to be able to look at people. I mean, that's the thin line, right, baby? As soon as they go from on your team to off your team, where you have to defend them to getting to pile on them with everybody else, that turns to hate. So sweet.
You defended Mudiay admirably.
I didn't defend it, but he was like my guy. I mean, like I never like really go
he
for
was
the
all
neck
of our
of
guy.
Too many neck. Yeah, I never go for the neck of too many Nuggets players. I mean, I always try and give him the benefit of the doubt. But then as soon as he's gone, I'm like, oh man, that guy sucks.
The thing is, I don't like to go for the neck of any Nuggets players either, because it's like there is the sense of they play for you whether they are terrible or not. You know, they're like that. But at the same time, he was definitely a guy that I enjoyed when he was not.
Dude, the least safe neck of a Nuggets player that I've ever encountered belonged to J.J. Hickson. I was like, I cannot wait to bring your stupid neck.
Ray says, I will still defend Mudiay. Anybody can
bring it on, Ray.
Mudiay, Ray.
Let's hear it.
I mean, dude, in the 6 foot five NBA build.
Especially the first month
20
that he's
something.
On your team.
He had really good looking sneakers too. He looked really composed on the court, like aesthetically.
Yeah, Under Armour sneakers, dude.
Those were Jordans.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
What'd you think of that game, man? How sloppy was the play? Much has been made of how little time these guys have to really prep and get up to game speed. Did you feel like you were watching elite basketball?
I mean, it seemed like a preseason game. You know, like I think there was one instance where it was Lonzo or maybe Mitchell or Conley, they just like dribbled the ball out of bounds on the baseline. I was like, oh, that's like the type of thing that sometimes happens in the preseason. But I mean, I thought it was okay. I think the quality of basketball will be fine, you know, once we get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mars?
I thought I was not swept up in the like the badness of the play. Like I thought the play was fine. Right. I thought it was interesting. Guys were making shots, you know, like it wasn't all one-on-one or whatever. And I think maybe the middle of this eight-game seeding is when those things will stick out the most. But right now I'm just appreciative of everything. So, like, I was having fun with just about all of the things that maybe you take for granted when you're watching. Like, watching Drew Holiday play defense tonight was awesome.
Yeah. Brandon Ingram. I just was watching Brandon Ingram. Ingram was there. Part of the game where SVJ was explaining, like, years past, that's the shot you concede to Ingram, right? As he, like, spotted up for three, and they really gave him the tie to take that shot, and he pointed out, like, you can't really do that with him anymore. And just all of it kind of came flooding back to me. You know what I mean? Just, like, watching these guys develop, watching them be as talented as they are. But Eric, you're really immersed in the fan side of this. You go to these games. You're sitting there screaming, "Let's go!" as loud as you can.
You're
a fan, man. What is it like watching this with no fans there? Noise pumped in.
It does feel a little less than, I do have to say.
Yeah.
They've done a decent job trying to approximate and trying to bring in energy that a crowd would bring. I feel like the fake fan noise could be a little louder. Honestly, like, it's a little squeaky with the sneakers. Like, it kind of feels like it feels like fake fan noise because it doesn't ever swallow up the ambiance like an actual crowd can do. It felt like the scrimmages. You know, it didn't have that feeling to me of like a game. But I think that you know, obviously, the more we watch, the more that'll become what games
we'll
look like.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, it's funny how just the human brain works and just how time works and how all these 4 months passed, and like
the relationship between space and time, and like, it's just crazy, man. Like, it's
If you will allow me to get fake deep for just one moment here, if I can get just a little fake deep, but it's just funny how the basketball starts and it feels like it was never gone. Just all of a sudden, gloss over the 4 months where we were just in the pit of despair, like pining over basketball. It's back. You're like, yeah, it's back. Let's go.
Yeah, for everything, the no fans, fan noise, for all of it, when that was a close game in the final 2 minutes, I was as engrossed as I would have been, you know, in any setting.
What about the virtual fans? The virtual fans who didn't even show up for the Pelicans.
Yeah, they were
game.
Empty seats on the virtual fans.
I gotta say, that joke writes itself in every version. That's a tough look. Yeah. Let's get to our first read, guys.
Our first what?
Read? Our first break?
Oh,
okay. I was wondering if you were giving me a clue there. All right, gotcha. Yeah. Here it is.
Nice. I do not have one right now. I am currently out of Breck Brew.
Beer. I thought
flesh you meant. Out of Breck
I thought
Brew.
He meant Reeds too. I was like, that's kind of hoping you would. Prince dropped it.
Oh, I've always got Reeds. I could go a whole show of just Reeds.
You probably could.
Let's go for a super formal Friday, and then we can do that.
If we get 100 likes on this tweet that I'm gonna put out, I will do a whole show of just Reeds.
Oh wow, what a show it would be.
That's really nobody's gonna retweet that.
No one watched that.
No one like or retweet that. If anything, report that tweet to Twitter.
Yeah. You guys can hit up Breck Brew. They've got the 15 can sampler at Davidson's. You can also pick up the Mile High City Copper Lager at Davidson's. No, I do not practice the reeds while riding Peloton.
That'd be a great workout, though.
That would be something else, though. Yeah, but Davidson's, they have curbside pickup and delivery. You can also get Breck Brew at all of your favorite local liquor stores, local supermarkets, wherever you pick up beer, alcohol, wine, spirits from. Also, guys, the 22 teams have, of course, made their way down to Orlando and are back on the court. And while the ending to this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will be no shortage of excitement. There's no better place to get in on all the action with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. And we've been talking about this promotion all week. I'm in on it. D-Line's in on it. But you guys can bet $20 to get $100, to win $100 on any team you're choosing. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. So you just bet $20 on one game and you can win $100 on any team of your choosing. So to take advantage of that, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DNVR when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code DNVR and boost your odds to $20 to win $100. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Did anyone else think it was mildly amusing that Rudy Gobert scored the first and last points of that game
today? Yes. Yep. And no, he was in his, at all. I thought it was amusing, yes, that he scored the first points of the NBA returning. I thought it was, like, deeply poetic. If I could get fake deep.
We spent so much time talking about Rudy Gobert in 2020. I'm like, I don't know. Of course it was a couple of Rudy Gobert free
throws. He was the one that supposedly ended the NBA.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I was just curious to see the Mitchell-Gobert pick and roll, and that thing was working.
Can I say, though, there was a bunch of people on the timeline that were like, oh, man, what a feel-good moment for Gobert to be the one. And like,
well, I don't know about that. Yeah.
What's feel-good about this?
Yeah, I don't know if feel-good. There was something, like, poetic about it, but not necessarily a good way.
Maybe ironic or coincidental.
I think it's coincidental
is the word we're looking for.
Yeah. I think it's feel-good specifically for him because he's been much maligned, and now to get, you know, a little payback, a little revenge.
I just wanted to bring it up, but one person I'd much rather spend time talking about than Rudy Gobert is Zion Williamson.
Oh.
Much was made of a certain picture that surfaced of Zion, Mass Zion Bane.
Oh my God, he looked
terrifying.
Perfect.
That's like yoke and skinny jeans. Yeah. Except that's not really what he looked like tonight, is he, guys? Not at all.
Oh my God.
And that's okay. This is fine too. This is okay.
You forgot to preface all of this by saying this is the male form corner.
But then he also whipped ass.
Can we see those again back to back?
But then he also whipped ass. So this is
Do we have one with his shirt off or?
Does it ever matter? That's what I'm wondering now. Between Yoke and Zion, we spend so much time talking about it. Does it matter at all?
Well, let me say this. Zion was really good tonight because he's really good. But
that's a good point.
He didn't look as explosive as usual. He did have like two or three dunks. But don't you think? I mean, like he kind of looked like he was hobbled a little bit. Like I don't want to put the conspiracy head on, but
here
he
just
like, not look like that healthy. And then he just wasn't jumping very high. Like, I don't know. I'm just so used to him doing... Every time I've watched Zion play, except for this time, he's done at least one thing where I'm like, holy hell, like what? Gravity doesn't work on him.
What do you think, Wynn?
It's a little weird. I agree with Adam. I don't think he had that typical explosiveness tonight. But he was still really good in the 15 minutes that he played.
Yeah, it was 15.
None of which came when the game was hanging in the balance. Which we can talk about, but I'm a little curious, I'd say, as to where this timeline goes with Zion, because it doesn't seem like everything is smooth sailing.
So he appeared to be under some kind of minutes restriction. I think Taylor Rooks worded it as short bursts he'd be playing in. I think it's really weird that none of those short bursts were the final 2 minutes of the game, or the final 5 minutes of the game. Doesn't this guy seem like when he's on the court, the Pelicans are better already? I mean, am I rushing Zion into that equation?
A little bit, in one way, because I believe he was like a double-digit negative tonight, if I'm not mistaken. But not that, I mean, the single game plus minus really
wasn't this
a
his,
lot. But...
Like, wasn't this his first game back? Couldn't he not play?
Yeah, so he was
games?
A minus 16.
Yeah, he didn't play in
minutes.
Any
he
of the scrimmages.
Full bowl.
Right, I think that's... More,
I'm gonna give the Pelicans a little bit of a pass because like this was his first game action. He didn't play in any of the scrimmages, correct?
That's correct. Got there. Right?
So I mean, I can see where the Pelicans are coming from. I mean, it looks bad. It's kind of bad optics when you know he hits his 15 minute limit in before the fourth quarter even starts, and then they're in a close game and the Pelicans got to win every game they can here. They needed this one.
Yeah, they probably just got they probably just got eliminated from the playoffs, honestly.
Yeah, like they needed this game, but look, I think I kind of get it. I can see where the Pelicans are coming from.
Well, so I don't know how to trust these, but Paul Garcia put out some statistics for this and said that now the Pelicans are most likely to finish 10th. I believe behind Portland, even.
Well, that's sort of what I mean. Like they need every game, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. And against Utah, Utah looked better in the second half than they did in the first half. But I mean, Utah's not like one of their tougher opponents on their schedule either.
Well, look, I don't cover the Pelicans, so I feel perfectly comfortable speculating and causing stir where there's nothing. This is an interesting quote from Andrew Lopez. He said, he asked Zion if this was a conditioning issue. He said it's not. But said it's getting his flow of the game and rhythm back. This is the best players in the world, and you want to feel comfortable on the court, adding that he doesn't want to hurt the team more than he helps them. It's just kind of a weird quote, but I mean, I guess I understand where he's coming from.
Are we sure this is not Zion implementing a minutes restriction?
Well, that's kind of what I'm. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's an interesting.
I mean, he has a full career ahead of him, and it's been a little bit of an injury-plagued one. So even if it was, I wouldn't necessarily hold it against him. I mean,
I wouldn't either.
This is a learning experience for the Pels. I want to make sure, though, because I see people saying this, like, Zion's still better 90% of the league. I agree. Like, he was still good. He still did good things tonight. I'm grading him to himself, like, to the version of him I've seen, and he doesn't look like the best version of himself.
Well, listen, guys, we're already running out of time. I know people want to watch the end of this game. I do. What are some of the other teams and players around the league that you're excited to watch? For me, it's LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard. But, Adam, what are some of the other...
God, the big market energy from Vogue. It's ridiculous. Every single episode.
It makes me
go
sick.
Go move back to L.A. I know. Go hang out with Colin Cowherd.
You're good at that.
Go move back to Cleveland.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys not want to watch this game? Oh, you know what, when the ball's in your court, who are some of the teams and players you are excited to watch?
Oh,
whatever
man.
Market they may reside.
I'm doing this
You're
off
saying
the top
not
of my
Denver,
head.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I am excited to watch Joe Harris go absolutely berserk.
This show is terrible.
For an undermanned Brooklyn Nets
this show
team.
Sucks.
Joe Harris is going to average 25 points a game, probably, across these 8 seeding games, and he's going to make himself a nice little bit of money this summer.
I love it. It's so on brand.
That's
two
what
of
I'm
you,
excited about.
What will the two of you do with the money he earns?
Adam, what are you looking forward to here, man, over this upcoming weekend of basketball?
You know, I'm interested in seeing Oladipo, I think, if I had to put, like, one player that's sort of off the main guys, like Zion and LeBron and those guys. I think Oladipo's an intriguing one, just – a bit of a comeback story. You know, he's really like electric to watch when he's good, and I think the Pacers team is good, so he's on the list. Tomorrow night, Bam Adebayo, I'm interested. I know Bam didn't.
Bam!
He arrived late to the bubble, he's a fun player. So those would be a couple of the guys. Do I need to keep going? Shea Gilgeous,
no, that's cool,
Alexander.
I'm excited to watch this Memphis team play basketball again. Just think they're fun as hell, think they're good. I'm also excited for this Houston-Dallas game on Friday night.
Yeah, that'll be a really good game.
It'll also just be like the basketball is back moment because Twitter will be insufferable. Everyone will be complaining.
It's going to be like 120 to 110.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Tonight's doubleheader was a little like Utah's not that interesting, and the Pelicans were so, you know, Zion didn't play enough. But tomorrow night, you get the main games, Boston-Milwaukee, that's a banger. Houston-Dallas, that's a banger. And then you get some, like, Memphis-Portland is such a meaningful game. There's a lot of fun games tomorrow.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah, all of these interesting games are, like, odd. They're, like, really well-matched, which makes that DraftKings odds boost all the more perilous. It seems, like, really easy. But then, you like, open it up, you're like, let me find the Spurs, let me find the Wizards, but they're all playing also bad teams. But it should be like a really good weekend. I mean, I don't feel like anything except for obviously the 76ers against the Pacers.
Let's hit a second break. When we come back, we'll wrap this show up in the worst way possible. We'll let D-Line take us around the internet and maybe offer some final thoughts on this glorious
Are we
going to
see what's going on around the internet these days?
Unfortunately, we are.
Well, take your time reading these. I got to get ready.
If you guys want to get in on the WGT tournament that we're throwing this weekend, I don't know exactly what we're throwing, but we will have
Wait, let's come up with it right now.
We should probably hop on a call or something.
This is what we do on the show. We hammer out the details on the next WGT tournament.
Somebody put in the chat, like, what do you want it to be? We'll do whatever you want. Yeah. We'll do it live.
Closest to the hole.
Yeah,
closest to the pin takes literally 5 minutes.
That's why I love it. It's very quick.
Yeah, the purists of the game prefer actual stroke play. But if you guys want to get in on that tournament, download WGT from dnvrgolf.com. Search for the DNVR 3 Country Club. We've filled up 2 country clubs with you guys, so we are going over the DNVR 3, but all the same tournaments, all the same courses, all the same competition. So you can take on all of us on WGT. Just download it and then search for the DNVR 3 Clubhouse. You can get 20% off Strava Craft Coffee with the code DNVR20 online at StravaCraftCoffee.com. Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. It can help cure long-term migraines, back pain, arthritis, a slew of problems. Maybe you're just even feeling a little stressed right now.
Get it.
CBD can help with that. So you can get Strava Craft Coffee for 20% off with the code DMVR20.
And a new subscription service, too, for Strava. You can get that 20% off every purchase. Oh, God. What is that?
Oh, Jesus.
What was that?
Oh,
my goodness. Look what it is, everybody.
Wow. All right.
That baby meme is the only thing that sells.
Faint applause, I would call that. Very, very muted applause. Obligatory applause, really.
Well, listen, Eric, you know what to do. This is your...
guys... I don't know how you've been spending a lot of your time lately. I personally have been spending a lot of time online. I'd love to take you there to show you some of the things I'm seeing online these days, you guys. Let me go ahead and share my screen.
Filling? Is this what's going on?
Yeah, 100%. I'm still getting my screen up, and it's going to
be... Just
go, go ahead and pull this right up.
There it is. Wow,
there it
just
is.
So timely.
Let's see. Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, it's good. I mean, I only had 15 minutes while Harrison agreed to get rid.
We want to see what he's really browsing other than, oh, the world's
okay.
Not ready for
this
it.
Is it, unfortunately.
Well, that's what I'm, that's what I'm doing online these days, guys. So, first and foremost,
was
this was referenced
bar?
Sort of... yeah, it was. It was. It was. It, that's a sad story. The capybara died. Anywho, this was reference in
there,
passing on last night's show.
It's a tragedy.
But the quesarito... being eliminated from Taco Bell. Adam was upset about the loaded nachos or whatever, the triple layer nacho. Like, who cares? Get out of here. The quesarito, the end of an era, everyone. I guess I'll just go around the room. Like, let's talk about our feelings on this.
Yeah.
You, and first question is, did any of you ever eat a quesarito?
Many times.
Okay.
It's great.
I never have.
Me neither.
You could say it's the Jokic of Taco Bell item. Easily a top... six, top seven player, but people just talk about it like a second rounder.
Yeah.
This is the fall of Rome, Eric, to be clear. This is the nadir, and I'm upset.
So I wonder, is Taco Bell trying to, like, rebrand around, like, their... You know how they added, like, a few, like, healthy items in there?
I really
protein
hope
bar?
Not.
I hope not, man.
Me too,
that'd
because
be
what I was going to say
pivot.
Is some people need to lean into what they are, and Taco Bell is the, like, everybody regrets going there, but people still go there. So I just lean into that.
Thanks, Kenneth. What else is going online today?
Well, so what else is going online today these days, guys? So I don't have the sound on, but let's just watch this clip of Jamal Murray watching CJ McCollum miss a dunk.
Is there history here? Did CJ make fun of Jamal for missing one once? Or it kind of seems like it's
no, but I don't know if you remember. They CJ and... Jamal have a history because they played last year in the playoffs, and
oh,
CJ
right.
McCollum
lit him up.
Lit up.
We gotta keep this 100 here.
So that, I don't know. I just found this oddly satisfying. He gets up, he's laughing. He doesn't realize. He thinks we're laughing with him. We're laughing at him.
Oh, that last comment
is
true too.
So, are you guys familiar with the phrase "glizzy"? Are you involved? Are you part of the
I don't
glizzy
know.
Gang?
Actually, can I admit something? I actually don't understand what it means.
I figured
or where it comes
you didn't.
From.
That's not much of an admission.
Yeah,
right. I assumed.
So, glizzy, Adam Mares, for some reason, is the new is a new slang word for hot dog. A word that you didn't realize needed a new nickname. Anyway, I'm obsessed with the word glizzy, but more than anything, look at this.
This is
a glizzy skill.
This is uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. It is the grossest display of skill of all time.
It's really the greatest, worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I can't stop watching. Look at it.
I can't believe I'm watching this instead of LeBron.
This is like not that far off of what LeBron James did on the court these days.
Wait,
this is more of a Zion.
So why is it called a glizzy?
You know, apparently glizzy is a word that just sort of originated organically on the East Coast, and it's just hit the internet like a firestorm, and people can't get enough of this word glizzy.
Right, can we take that video down?
Like, hold on, keep it up. Because here's the thing: it's amazing what humans can do if they really like just practice and set their mind to it.
I know,
and I think what I've done, being like a blogger and whatever, you know, is like somewhat ridiculous. But this, like, I can't imagine if I had spent hours perfecting the hot dog twirl. Oh, I'm sorry, the glizzy twirl.
I used to be able to do this with a pen. I could do that with a pen, like
yeah,
in
that's
school.
Normal, though.
Yes. Do it with a glizzy, you coward! All right, what else going on online?
Is
so?
The
fuck did
is
you
glizzy?
Are you? Did you? Were you aware that a I wanted to make sure you got your LeBron James fill here in the segment.
Hey, LeBron's on the screen over here. Vote. You want to watch? No,
cool. Did you know that there's a basketball card featuring LeBron James that recently sold for $1.8 million?
That's lit. That's a lot of money.
A basketball card. He's a, I don't know if you're familiar, this is a player that's still currently in the league.
Yeah. Do people even trade cards like that?
So I told you guys like a month ago that basketball cards were coming back.
You did say that.
And I got a buddy, Ben Carey, who's in the game. He's in the basketball trading game.
Deep in the game.
And he showed me that he just bought like 20 Bull cards for like a total of $20, each card is already worth like $40.
I like the idea of just following Tim Conley's second round draft picks.
Yeah,
just buy up all the cards, whatever Tim Conley takes. Like, oh, Thomas Welsh, getting all of these. Yeah.
So I would be remiss if I didn't have at least two pieces of content here. Oh, what's going on the other day? We didn't just make fun of the Blazers. So let's look at Carmelo Anthony start to complain to the refs before the play is over, and then Steven Adams just casually gets up and just you know,
Did he think this was going to be a travel or what?
While Melo, he just gave up. He was like, "Man, what's And then
that's awesome.
Well, you know what? I like this as a nice contrast to the earlier when Melo was playing defense on Hazonia, and everyone's like, "Wow, Melo!"
Yeah, I know. They're like, "Wow, he really stayed in front of Hazonia. He's really going to limit Hazonia tonight."
All right, let me just be crystal clear, guys. I have some pride. I have my limits. It's the Nuggets. Come on.
What do you mean? Vote. What are you talking about?
I'm completely unsold on that. That was not a very convincing. And come on, man.
Come on,
what?
Man.
What more? I literally just gave you the answer verbatim. It's the Nuggets.
I don't know. Aligning with the big market energy a lot.
That's what's going on online these days, guys. It's a big sellout. All right,
NPR is just a stepping stone for Vote to get to the LA Times.
When I'm writing articles about how hard it must be for LeBron to play in the LA Heat, what an extreme display.
But you shoehorn it into that he's lucky to be there.
And then I'll come back to Denver. I'll sit at a different table than you guys, and I'll stand in front of you in the
scrum. What's wrong with Nikola Jokic, Brendan Vogt?
Nikola Jokic too fat 2 years ago when
like
he was the
shape to me, really breathing heavy in the fourth overtime.
Oh man, this cuts deep. 6 months ago, that was a huge compliment. All right, guys. It's great to have basketball back. It's great to be back watching it, talking it, laughing about it with all of you. Eric, thanks for taking us around the internet.
Can you keep your eyes on us during your sign-off?
Shouts to everyone that watched the game with us tonight, that watched the show with us tonight.
Guys, you know what? Get really out of here. Just take vote off. I'll end the show. We can't wait to see you at the bar on Saturday. We cannot wait to see you.
Only 50 of you. If you guys have never tried out Strava Craft Coffee before, and you've probably heard me talk about it on the show a lot over the last couple of years, but when you start drinking Strava Craft Coffee, you can't stop because there's just something different about it. There's something different than your regular cup of coffee. It's obviously the CBD, and CBD is packed in Strava Craft Coffee, and CBD has also been known to help cure long-term migraines, back pain, arthritis, IBS. If you're stressed out, if you're feeling back pain, neck pain these days, CBD can help out with that. And like I said, Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. So you can get Strava Craft Coffee for 20% off when you use the code DNVR20 online at StravaCraftCoffee.com. Again, it's packed with CBD. It's been known to help cure everything from long-term migraines to back pain to arthritis to IBS. And you can get Strava Craft Coffee for 20% off when you use the code DNVR20 online at StravaCraftCoffee.com.